Yeah, so radio, where you are family. My name is Ethan, and I'm chatting to John Tanzella. John, can you quickly just introduce yourself?
Yes, it's wonderful to be on here with you. My name's John Tanzella. I'm the president and CEO of the International LGBTQ Travel Association, and we are based in the United States, but we have offices in seven countries, including South Africa.
Tell me more about IGLTA and what you guys do.
Well, we were founded in 1983, 36 years ago, and we back then were pretty much an underground organization that helped connect travel agents and tour operators with LGBT welcoming places to stay. We were only in South Florida in the U.S. and fast forward 36 years later, we're pretty much doing the same thing, but on a much more global scale. Our tourism professionals that are members now are in 82 countries. And our mission continues to be helping to promote LGBT welcoming options for tourism for people in our community all over the world.
So IGLTA has gotten involved with Mike Gladwin from AfriGay. So tell me a bit about your guys' relationship so far.
Yes, he is a wonderful person and doing some amazing things in South Africa. He had applied a couple years ago to be a fellowship recipient to attend one of our conventions hosted by our foundation to bring him there and learn and more about LGBT tourism and to meet other LGBT tourism professionals from all over the world. And he has continued staying engaged in our organization and attending our conventions. And we try to continue to support him and his efforts in his businesses in South Africa.
Okay, so I want to talk a bit about traveling as an LGBTQ plus person. Tell me about some of the favorite places you've been, specifically in terms of like LGBT life and, you know, the travels of an LGBTQ plus person.
Well, I tend, you know, in this job, which I've had for 12 years, I tend to travel for conferences, but I do always try to get out and explore the places. South Africa is one of my two favorite places in the world I've ever been. I've been five times and I just absolutely love it. I'm actually going back again at the end of November. But other places, I love Italy. There's amazing places in the United States and Canada, South America, Japan. There really is just amazing things to see for LGBT travelers all over the world. You know, it doesn't have to be an LGBT neighborhood, you know, like the Castro in San Francisco. I mean, there's things to discover in every destination I find in the world. And every destination has different things to offer LGBT travelers. Not everyone has the, you know, as I mentioned, the Castro, but they have something that would be of interest, you know, to LGBT travelers.
Perfect. Okay, so to wrap up this portion of the interview, I want to talk about, you mentioned you're coming to South Africa and specifically for a tourism industry event. So let's talk a bit about that.
Yes, so I'm coming at the end of November since we now have a full-time staff person there, Martina Barth. I'm going there to do a presentation with her to the tourism industry professionals in Cape Town about LGBT tourism and about IGLTA and how we help promote our members to travelers around the globe. And then a reception, and then I have some meetings with South Africa tourism, Cape Town tourism as well. And then I'll do a side vacation on there to Kruger.
Okay, so that wraps up this section of the interview. If people want to find out more about IGLTA and what you guys do, how do they get a hold of you guys?
Well, our website is probably the best, IGLTA.org, and you can find out information for travel options around the world. You can also find out information on our website, research projects we've done with the United Nations and other organizations around the world that's free to download. And then our social media is a great place too, because we really try to highlight our members and destinations and lodges and, you know, members doing different things around the world. So that's one of our priorities.
Okay, so radio, you're a family. My name is Ethan, and I was chatting to John Tanzella from IGLTA.
Do you want to meet the person who can introduce you to your next client? Net Your Niche is an online networking platform that reduces the time, money, and effort of traditional marketing and allows you to focus on what truly matters. Meeting someone who can refer you to the exact person you're looking for. No more calling secretaries and being put on hold. Sign up today at a 20% discount and make sure you don't miss out on meeting new clients any longer. Visit us on nyn.co.za or call us on 012-947-9599.
KSA Radio with your family. My name is Ethan, and today I'm busy chatting to John Tanzella. So, John, could you quickly introduce yourself?
Yes, I am the president and CEO of the International LGBTQ Travel Association. We are an international nonprofit focused on promoting travel and hospitality options to members in our community that are safe and welcoming all over the world, 82 countries.
So what I want to talk about in this interview today is tips and tricks for maybe first-time travelers or basically LGBT people who are a bit unsure about how to do it safely and to have a good time without, you know, worrying about any potential issues. So let's give me
sure.
Let's talk about some tips and tricks you might have.
Well, depending on where you're going, it may be advisable to use one of our travel agent or tour operator members, since they are in the know for safe and welcoming destinations. But we do always recommend, whether you're gay or straight, to look up the laws of where you're going, because what is legal in your hometown may not be necessarily true where you're traveling. So you just want to be mindful of laws as well as culture. And again, that applies to everyone, not just people in the LGBT community.
How much travel have you done in Africa specifically?
I've been 4 or 5 times, but it's always been South Africa. I'm so enamored with South Africa. I haven't ventured beyond, but it's on my list to get out and explore more, because it is from what I've seen in South Africa, it's a really magical place.
So,
but I've been to different places within South Africa.
Talk to me a bit about your travels here. I'd love to kind of get an outsider's opinion.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I absolutely love South Africa. And I do a lot of media interviews, and inevitably they always ask, you know, where some of my favorite places to travel. And I always recommend South Africa because it is such a unique experience. The food, the wine, the South African wine, the diversity of things to do and see there, whether you're in Cape Town or you're exploring Johannesburg or Sun City, or, you know, of course, the safaris, the Cape of Good Hope. There's just so much to see and do there. It's amazing. Franschhoek and the winelands is beautiful. It's just the people are very friendly. I just have nothing negative to say about South Africa. I just always have such a wonderful time there. I find the community is very welcoming to visitors, to tourists. And I find that tourists that do make that trip, whether it's, you know, it's long distance from Europe or the Americas, it's people who are interested in what Africa has to offer. And I think they're mindful of, you know, the natural habitat of animals and ensuring that we're doing all we can to protect that.
I think also what's important about that is just the role that tourism and, you know, LGBT tourism has in like the economies of countries like South Africa. It is really important, mm-hmm. you know, to kind of promote this kind of stuff. So can you talk a bit about kind of the role or the LGBT travel markets?
Yes. LGBT travel market in the big picture.
Yeah. Let's talk about the big picture. Just kind of, you know, overall trends and what you've kind of been seeing in your time at IGLTA.
Well, trends we've seen is a lot more interest from corporations in being involved in our community and marketing to our community, which, you know, 12 years ago when I started, we didn't have any corporate partners. And now you look and, you know, whether it's Delta Airlines or Marriott or Disney, you know, they're all, you know, interested in supporting their LGBT employee groups and marketing to LGBT travelers and participating in LGBT events. You know, we've seen in the last 5 years, South Africa has really grown attention on our website. It's now pretty consistently every month in the top 5 destinations searched from all over the world within our community. So I think South Africa tourism and the different entities there have done a really great job in promoting the destinations to LGBT travelers. And we do monitor every month, you know, where the traffic is coming from, where the traffic is, or where people are searching on our website. But, you know, more recently, we're seeing a growth in LGBT family travel, you know, which, again, 12 years ago when I started, you know, that was not really existing. But, you know, adventure travel is huge, luxury travel, eco travel, family travel. There's just a lot more segmented diversity within our community travel, just like there is in the mainstream. You know, not everyone travels for the same reasons or does the same type of trip in the mainstream. And we're finding that to be the case, you know, in the LGBT community as well.
Awesome. Okay. So just to wrap up then, if somebody wants to get a hold of IGLTA, learn about more about what you guys do, how do they do so?
Check out our website at IGLTA.org, or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, where we're constantly promoting options, events, destinations for travelers to take advantage of.
Perfect. Okay, so ready for your family. My name is Ethan, and I was chatting to John Tanzella from IGLTA.